And when I took office in January, the question wasn't if I was going to get to decide if the pipeline was coming through South Dakota or not. The pipeline was going to be built. So knowing this, I gave my team the direction to build a plan that would protect our counties and local governments from expenses that come with pipeline construction and to protect our people from the costs and dangers that accompany violent riots. So in March, I put forth legislation that did just that. We introduced and the legislature passed a proactive solution. And what we have now is a contribution funding plan for pipeline construction that spreads the risk and the cost of law enforcement for pipeline projects among the state, the counties, the federal government, and the pipeline company.